Amen. Let's put our hands together for Mr. Bert Sequeira.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Stephen. Good morning. My name is Bert, and I'm currently on staff as a youth leader and the building manager for C3 Frio and Quinana. Before I start, it's very important. I'd love to give honor where honor is due. And I'd like to thank Pastor Stephen and Nanami for this opportunity to be able to represent on their behalf. You know, it's whatever I say, it's kind of their head on the line. So thank you for trusting me. I'd like to thank my wife. She goes by My Amazing Wife. So I love when I'm out in Bunnings and stuff. I say, hey, Siri, can you call My Amazing Wife? And it goes, I think now it'll say, oh, my phone's on flight mode, so it won't say it. And Joseph, who's God's blessing to us. Just, is Noctula around? Oh, okay. I say it because I believe that God is calling you to step out. And this image of Peter, Jesus calling Peter to step out on the water. Because Peter, all his life, was a fisherman. And he had stayed in the safety of his boat. And for Jesus to call him out into the unknown, to walk on water, is something that I believe God is calling her to do. And as she does that, she will experience the Spirit of God just move through her. I'd like to start with praying for each and every one of you, each and every one of us who's been serving on the team, who's been giving, who's been showing up every Sunday. Just pray that, you know, God's blessings on your life will surpass your expectations, and you will learn to rely on His presence. And most importantly, seek His presence in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Amen. So I always start with this funny joke, which is kind of my thing because I'm a dad, eh? So, do you guys know who the smartest person in the Bible is? Any guesses? Any guesses? Abraham. Do you know why? Because he knows a lot. Our story, our future. It's important to understand how our story and our future intertwine into each other. Today, I'll be focusing on two specific points. One is recognizing the room, the need to make room, and the other, the importance of making room. I'm going to start with the scripture from the book of 2 Kings 4, verses 18 to 17. One day, Elisha went down to the town of Shunem. A wealthy woman lived there. And she urged him to come to her home for a meal. After that, whenever he passed that way, he would stop there for something to eat. She said to her husband, I'm sure this man who stops in from time to time is a holy man of God. Let's build a small room for him on the roof and furnish it with a bed, a table, a chair, and a lamp. Then he will have a place to stay whenever he comes by. One day, Elisha returned to Shunem, and he went up to his upper room to rest. He said to his servant Gehazi, tell the woman from Shunem, I want to speak to her. When she appeared, Elisha said to Gehazi, tell her, we appreciate the kind concern you have shown us. What can we do for you? Can we put in a good word for you to the king or to the commander of the army? No, she replied, my family takes good care of me. Later, Elisha asked Gehazi, what can we do for her? Gehazi replied, she doesn't have a son, and her husband is an old man. Call her back again, Elisha told him. When the woman returned, Elisha said to her as she stood in the doorway, next year, this time, you will be holding a son in your arms. No, my lord, she cried. Oh, man of God, don't deceive me and get my hopes up like that. But sure enough, the woman soon became pregnant. And at that time, the following year, she had a son, just as Elisha had said. Recognizing the need to make room. We've seen God significantly move in this church in the past 12 months, both in the physical and the spiritual aspects. I'm going to be sharing some stats with you to help you along the message and explain how these stats relate to the Shunammite woman's story and how do we recognize the need to make room. Last year, we had people pledge to our story, our future, $76,390. Till the 13th of March, 2025, we received 60,920. That's 80% of our targeted pledge. That is really amazing. That is kind of, I'd say if there are, there is an accountant, so I can't, you know, make it up. But that is 80% before the end of the year is really a big leap that we've already taken with still the rest of the year left to go. With people, we saw 351 people come through that door. That's 351 people that have heard the word of God. Do you know it is the word of, it's basically Jesus that people hear. It is Jesus that they carry, and it is Jesus that transforms them through his Holy Spirit. In February last year, our youth met once a fortnight in Frio. And on a Sunday in Kwinana, since being able to be using this building and the building in Kwinana, we've seen a total of 31 kids come through these doors, out of which 26 call this their home. They attend youth on a regular basis. 26, that's about 225% of an increase. With Kids Zone, we see a similar graph as the youth last year. We had about 10 kids at both locations. This year, the total kids went up to about 30. Now, this is a very significant increase, because if you ask me, I have a special bias towards kids and youth, because and I'm not saying that other ministries within the church are not important, but guess what? We're all going to get old. One day, I'm not going to be able to walk up these stairs, because I'm going to be too old. But it's the kids that are going to be growing up and taking positions. So as much as we sow into them, I believe that they are called to transform the generation, not conform to it. And it's not only the kids that come to the church. It's their families. It's the families that come along with them. It's the families that their families then meet when they go out on a Sunday. And it is that transformation of that entire family and families that are surrounded by them. With Port Care, the building is used to host lunch in Frio, and Kwinana gives out food hampers. We saw a combined total of 3,012 meal and hampers served in the building last year. That's again 312 people constantly coming in and hearing the word of God. Now that we see the numbers, how does the story relate to the Shunammite woman's story? And how do we recognize the need to make room for more? If we look at the story, Elisha passed through her town. So basically, that was the way, say, I had to go to Willie's. I live near Peaches. I passed through the church, and I go there. Now, would it be right in saying that there was something within her that kind of had that presence of, hey, I need to invite this man for a meal? It's almost like this constant urge, you know? It's that thought that she had that ended up turning into an action. But recognizing that thought and putting it into that action is what enables us. So I could be walking past this to Woolies every single day, and I know that this is a church, and I know that I can experience the presence of God on a Sunday when there are people filled here, and I can choose to still walk by. But if I don't recognize that thought and end up putting it into that action, it won't allow God to work within my life. It's as simple as that. Because he's a God that doesn't force himself. He knocks and he waits for you to open. So you've got to invite him. The Bible says that whole creation groans, and it explains that there's this constant urge within every living being for God's glory to be manifested. Moses said that I wouldn't go where your glory didn't go. That show me your glory, God. It is very important to understand that no matter what we are going through in the present circumstance, that we need to go only where God has gone. That we need to take the thoughts that he places into our hearts and now turn them into an action. We see that the glory of God is manifested through Jesus Christ. Amen? Similarly, Elisha had the presence of God. And as he passed through the village, it caused something within that woman to shift. And she started to make room little by little. Say little. Everything starts with little steps. A baby starts to crawl and then to walk. Similarly, a baby has mashed foods and then moves to solid. It's the little steps of following the voice of God and making room for him to move that enable us to move further and further into his presence and enable us to do more that he calls us to do. See, it's not about us. Because I can stand here and say, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. But if I do not have the presence of God within me, I'm just like the radio that you tune in and goes and then you can switch off. But it is the presence of God and His Holy Spirit that inspires us to do what we are called to do. Like the woman who first invited him through offering a meal by creating space within her dining room for him, eventually with a house on the roof so that he could rest. And whilst we see it was not her intention to receive anything in return, the urge for creating room was as if something that, you know, God had this tug like, hey, there's something that you need. I know what you need. You know, just if you could only invite this man, there's something. It was like this constant urge within her, knowing that God wanted to move, and her creating that moment in time and space for him to come and dine in her home. But you know the funny thing, I was talking to Pastor Nami this morning. The funny thing is that when God calls you to do something, the enemy always accompanies it with the feeling of not being able to do it. And I was talking to her this morning because I woke up with this dream last night, you know, and I was scrambling and the slides weren't working and the scriptures were like, I confused the scriptures. And guess what? When I come this morning, I'd confused the scriptures. And I was like, wow, God, that's really new. But I still remember what changed my thought from shifting from the problem to the presence of God. And I was in the shower having a shower. And I'm like, wait, but God, the church was filled with people. Wow. Break bread with people, pray for them, and build on relationships. It's hard because there are expenses. There are a lot of expenses. But guess what? There's also the constant call to grow into something bigger. And like the heroes in the Bible, can I get the worship team to come up, please? And like the heroes in the Bible, it all starts with the challenge of praying for wisdom. How do I be diligent with the little things to be able to be called to do more? The challenge of trusting God with everything. Is he a God that understands my situation and considers my decisions or the things I go through? And the last thing falls back to the first. Am I using my God-given wisdom to enable me to create and increase the capacity to do more? You know, for the woman to be doing that, it took that thought to convert into an action. Are you making the small decisions that enables God to move in your life? Because God paid a price for our freedom. He created room through his death and resurrection for us to have room in his kingdom. Like the woman who made room, are we able to recognize the importance to create the space for God in our life? And can I ask that we pray for God for wisdom into the things that we need to sow in creating space for him to move into the next season? What are God's plans for us? Ask him. You know, it's always good to pray. It's always good to dream. Ask God, God, show me dreams. What are your plans for me to play in this community around me? What are your plans for me to play within this church? And as the team sings through, I will make room, why don't we all stand to our feet? And I'm going to be opening up the altar for two specific things. One, if you've not received Jesus, to be able to receive him as your Lord and Savior, it starts with the invitation. It starts with you opening the door when he knocks. And two, if you are looking for room to creating more space for God to move, and you need prayer, there's things that you're struggling with. Because, you know, we need to create room through forgiveness. We need to create room through love. We need to create room through grace. We need to create room by stepping out. So after I pray, I'm going to invite you to come up so that you can receive prayer. If we can pray after me. Dear God, I thank you for the cross, for sending your son to die for my sins so that I could have room in the kingdom. I believe that Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. That you are my Lord and Savior, and I will follow you all the days of my life. Father, I thank you for everyone that is gathered here. That you know our needs. That you know our needs, even though we don't verbalize it. Even sometimes when we are ashamed, our need to forgive, our need to love, our need to step out, to do more. That you are able to transform and equip through your Holy Spirit. That it is not by might, but it is by your Spirit that we do things, Father. And so I pray that as people step out, oh Father, that it is your presence and it is your Holy Spirit that is working through them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.